Okay, we basically finished the practical dinim of Rosh Hashanah to move on into Aseret Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur, Sukkot, because there's a lot of days that we're not able to learn. Okay, now in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, there's a lot of additions you have to add in the davening and even in the Shmoneh Esrei. Number one, the custom is throughout the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, all 10 days, in Shachris, after Yishtabach, before Baruch Hu, we say the Tefillah Sheramalis Mima'amakim, Kurasich Hashem. Many places they say Pasik by Pasik, many places they even open Doron Kedish. We don't open Doron Kedish, we do say it, we don't say it Pasik by Pasik, but it doesn't matter. But the main thing is you say it before Baruch Hu, every day of Aseret Yemei Tshuva by Shachris. In addition to that, starting from the night of Rosh Hashanah, you have all the Aseret Yemei Tshuva additions and changes. You have Zochreinu L'chaim, Michamecha, Amelech HaKodesh, Amelech HaMishpat, Chsev L'chaim Tevim, Sefer Chaim, Oysa HaShalom B'mreimov. These are all additions and changes that we add for Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The only one that would necessitate repeating the Shmoneh Esrei is if you made a mistake and said Hakel HaKodesh instead of HaMelech HaKodesh. In Shmoneh Esrei you have to say Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKodesh. If by mistake you said Hakel HaKodesh, so if you reminded yourself instantaneously, you just say HaMelech HaKodesh and you can continue. Once you said the word Atah, even if it's within what's called Techtei Dibur, even if it's within the amount of time it takes the three words Shalom Alecha Rabbi, but you started the next bracha, then you have to go back to the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei, beginning of the Amidah. Even HaMelech HaMishpat is a big argument in Halacha, do you repeat or not? It says in Shechon Aruch you should do Teres Nedava, meaning a gift offering, but many people don't do that today anyway. So the main thing you have to remember is Hakel HaKadosh, instead of Hakel HaKadosh, you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh. All those other things, if you forgot them, it doesn't matter, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Now, what's interesting, in davening we say, and in Kaddish, we say, Eisa HaShalom B'mreimov. Not Eisa Shalom, Eisa HaShalom. So the Rebbe brings down that he asked the previous Rebbe, he asked his father-in-law, what's with benching? When you do benching, do you say Eisa HaShalom B'mreimov, or do you do Eisa Shalom? And the Friedrich Rebbe told him that in benching you say Eisa Shalom, we don't say Eisa HaShalom. So only in davening, in Kaddish, do we say Eisa HaShalom? But in benching, in Berachas Hamazon, we say Eisa Shalom B'mreimah.
What does
the
hey signify?
The peace. Simply it means that Eisa Shalom B'mreimah means one that makes peace in heaven. Yaseh Shalom Aleinu should make peace upon us. And the Medrash says, what does that mean? That just like there's two malachim, there's Gavriel and Michal, or Michal and Gavriel. One is Mayim, one is Eish, one is Chesed, one is Gvura. So normally, fire and water are at odds. Chesed and Gvura are at odds. But in Shemayim, Hashem makes peace between Michal and Gavriel. So he's saying, Eish Shalom B'mreim, just like you make peace in heaven, you should make peace upon us. So, and then during the davening, you say Eisa HaShalom B'mreimov and Michamecha Zochreinu L'chaim. And one more thing. Another interesting thing, which Chabad does basically different than most people, and that is when the Chazan repeats the Shmoneh Esrei, you know, everybody, the minig in the world, everybody says out loud Zochreinu L'chaim and Michamecha, but Chabad custom is those two things we don't repeat. Because the Rebbe says they're not a request, they're part of the praising of Hashem in the first three brachas. So, and you said it already. So our custom is, when the Chazan is repeating the Shmoneh Esrei, we don't say out loud the people, Zochenu L'chaim and Michamecha. Uchsev L'chaim Tevim, Uvisev L'chaim, Baruch V'sholim, that everybody says out loud, you know, before the Chazan, then the Chazan repeats it. What?
What if we are in doubt, we said that?
If you're in doubt, if you said Hakel HaKadosh or HaMelech HaKadosh, so the rule is, when you're in doubt, we assume that you said what you're accustomed to doing. Now, there is a concept that after 30 days, or really 92 tefillas, then you are used to the new style. But you can't hear, you can't, even if somebody would practice Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh 92 times, we still assume he said the wrong thing. Why? You can't say Baruch Atah Hashem the real way, because he's saying Hashem's name in vain. So if somebody would practice Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh 92 times, but when he says Hashem the real way, he's still going to forget. So therefore here it's not going to help getting used to it and practicing it, because again, yeah, I can't say Hashem's name in vain. And then when you're going to say the bracha the real way, you're going to make a mess and do it the wrong way anyway. If you're in doubt, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If you reminded yourself in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you have to go back to the beginning. You can't go back to Atah Kodesh, because the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei are one. So even though it's in the bracha of Atah Kodesh, you can't go back to Atah Kodesh, because the first three brachas are one bracha, so you have to go back to the beginning.
What happens to the Tefillah Nedava? You just said have
the Tefillah Nedava means a, just like the people were able to bring gift sacrifices, davening is instead of the korbanos, the morning and evening, the mirrors for the burning of the limbs. So a person in the Talmud Beis Hamikdash, not Shabbos and Yom Tov, you do tefillah, you could bring a korban as a gift. So therefore, in halacha, there's a concept what's called teres nedava. You could do it as a gift tefillah. Technically, if I, in the middle of the day, want to daven a Shemoneh Esrei, a teres nedava.
I can do that.
I could do a but, in halacha it says, today we don't do that. Why? Because tefillah nedava, you have to concentrate on every single word. If not, it's going to be brachas levatolis. So you have to have kavanah in every word. Get the picture? It ain't happening. So, therefore, it says in halacha, you don't daven teres nedava. You don't daven teres nedava on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Shabbos and Yom Tov, you weren't allowed to bring the additional korbanos, only the mandatory ones. So you didn't bring in a dove on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so a person is not allowed to daven teres nedava on Shabbos and Yom Tov. In fact, there are opinions in contemporary poskim that what happens if you have a minion that's rushed? You know, half the minion's out already in the middle of... Yeah, you know that. So now, what happens? There are poskim that want to say, we don't do that, then for the reason I just said. There are poskim that hold, what happens if you have six people to daven Shemoneh Esrei? Okay, so you can repeat the chazar. Repeat the chazar. But you need nine answerers. You need nine people answering. The problem is people are running, they're already off out the door. So what are you going to do? You're going to wait for all the guys that take 30 minutes to daven Shemoneh Esrei? I mean, you're going to have a problem with a minion. So some poskim want to say the chazan should start the chazara as tefillas nedava. That's what a lot of poskim write today. But realistically speaking, again, then you have to have a lot of kavanah. It's not such a simple thing to do. So you have to figure out a way to get people to daven quicker. What is your starter?
Maybe you could do it on Zoom.
What?
Maybe you could do related, do we do a fish head on the meal?
Yeah, I don't remember. I didn't say that, right? Yeah, you're supposed to have a fish. Well, in Shulchan Aruch it says like this. You're supposed to eat preferably the head of a ram. But you're not getting that today here. Not in America. So you should eat at least the head of a fish. Tongue is not... Some people, the Sfardim, have a minig of eating tongue. The Ashkenazim don't have that minig. But Sfardim have a minig of eating tongue. One of the reasons for that is because it's from the head. We should be a head and not a tail. Yeah, there is. You don't have to eat the whole head. It depends how much you like it. Okay, so that's with the davening, what's added in Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Okay. The day after Rosh Hashanah, this year again, Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday and Wednesday. So Thursday is a fast day called Seim Gedalia. What happened? The head of the Jewish people, his name was Gedalia, and he was killed by the Romans, and a lot of complicated decrees happened because of his death. So therefore, the Chachamim instituted a fast called Seim Gedalia. Halachically, because there are opinions in halacha, it's a machlekes. Was Gedalia killed the third of Tishrei? Or was Gedalia actually killed the second of Tishrei? The second day of Rosh Hashanah, but he pushed it off for the third day. Which makes it even halacha even easier. But the bottom line is, same Gedalia halachically is an easier fast than most of the other fasts, because it's not actually mentioned in Tanakh at all. But so there's an interesting shaila in halacha. A week after Tzom Gedalia is Yom Kippur, right? This year, Tzom Gedalia is Thursday, the following Thursday is Yom Kippur. So now the question in halacha is like this. For whatever reason it is, a person elderly, sick, whatever the situation is, it's either fasting one or the next. I can't fast both days, Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur. I can't, it's too hard for me to fast both days. So, there's two ways of looking at it. Some opinions in halacha say, you fast Tzom Gedalia. Why? Right now, it's Tzom Gedalia. Now you're healthy, you could fast. You have to fast. A week later, Yom Kippur, you might not be able, but that's not, so you worry about that later. If you're not able to, then you're not able to. Other opinions say, no. Forget Tzom Gedalia and fast in Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is biblical. It's a very severe, strict fast. So there's a whole machlekes in halacha. What would you do? Do you fast Tzom Gedalia instead of Yom Kippur? So the practical halacha, what the minhag is in the world today, is if you know you're not going to be able to fast Yom Kippur, then you don't fast Tzom Gedalia. So Yom Kippur is more important, even though technically you should look at the now rather than the later. But Lebel, because of the severity and strictness of Yom Kippur, the halacha, practical halacha today is in most Paschim rule that you say you don't fast Tzom Gedalia, you fast fasting Kippur.
Right, I was reading it says some fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. You still have that custom?
Do we have that custom?
It says here in the Kolot Chabad.
Some people have a minhag of fasting Erev Rosh Hashanah. I didn't want to mention this other din, which is another interesting din. We learned, if you remember, we were learning the din of a benching. We learned that on Yom Tov, if you forget Yalla V'Yovei, you have to repeat the benching. Remember, there's a tshuva that became eger that women are not obligated to eat Yom Tov meal, so women don't, but we don't pass on that became eger. Bottom line is, man or woman forget Yalla V'Yovei in benching on Yom Tov, you have to repeat the benching because you have an obligation to eat bread. The halacha is, the Alter Rebbe brings it down in Shechon Aruch and Siddur, the din is, if somebody forgot Yalla V'Yovei Rosh Hashanah day, not at night, the Rosh Hashanah day, you don't have to repeat the benching. Why? It says in halacha, because many people had a custom of fasting the first day Rosh Hashanah, by day. There's such a minhag. Some people have a minhag of fasting Erev Rosh Hashanah. See, in our circles, when you used to go to the oil, or when you go to the oil, you don't eat anyway. You just drink. You don't eat anyway. So you end up fasting. But it is brought down, but it's not our custom to fast. No. No. None of the above. Some people have a minhag, they don't eat before Tekiah Shofar. Some drink, some don't drink. But after dawn, there is a concept in halacha not to eat or drink, unless if a person won't be able to daven or do anything like that. Okay, as far as... Okay. Let's finish.